And a good Monday morning to you. I'm Garrett Giles. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. It's time for a community connection being brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Joining us this morning is Mike Wilt with Bartlesville Community Foundation. And you guys got quite a big event coming up here.
We do have a big event coming up on Saturday, May 15th. We have our annual Legacy Hall of Fame dinner. Obviously, we had to postpone it last year because of the pandemic, and so we're very excited and very relieved that we're actually going to be having the event in person on Saturday, May 15th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Now, tell me about the history of the Legacy Hall of Fame gala that you guys put on.
Well, the very first one we did was back in 2007, and it was a way to get the Bartlesville Community Foundation name out there, make it a little bit more public, and at the same time honor families that have contributed mightily to the Bartlesville community. And it's not a fundraising event. Now, we don't want to lose money, obviously, but it's not, you know, the main purpose is not to raise funds. But we do try to make a little bit of some money off of the event and then put that into our scholarship program. But the Johnstone family and the Kane family were the first two that we recognized back in 2007. I think maybe the thought was maybe they'll do it every other year. So there was no event in 2008, and then they started it again in 2009, and it's been an annual event ever since. And I took some pictures of our Hall of Fame wall, and so I'll just mention all of the families up until this year that we've honored. The May family, of course, Mike May with May Brothers downtown, Gorman, Adams, Dunges, Hughes, Sears, the Price and Foster families, Cox and Silas, Garrison, Vasudevan families, the Colaws, the Rolls, the Bowerman family. In fact, I can talk about the Bowermans here in just a minute. Hockeyottis family, Ambler and Haskell, Curd and Sidoris. And then last year, of course, we honored the Potter family. You may have heard of them.
Right.
And the Zervis family. And then we also last year did our very first Heritage Award. And the thinking there was, well, let's honor some families that had a big impact on Bartlesville, but they probably don't have anybody around anymore. And so the committee that we have selected the Artunoff family. Of course, Aramis Artunoff founded what is known as Retta Pump or Schlumberger today. But what they didn't realize is that Anatoly Artunoff, one of the sons, A, was still alive, and B, living in Tulsa. And so he was actually able to come up for the event in, I guess, 2019 and was really humbled by the award. And that was, we do videos for all of the families. And one of the best days I've had on the job was sitting at the Artunoff Mansion there on Cherokee for about 2 hours listening to him tell stories about growing up in Bartlesville, about his dad, about the business. And so that's one of the rewarding things for us as a staff is getting to know these families and their history and all the good stories. But this year, last year, of course, we're carrying it over. We're honoring the Dunlap family, Vaclav family, and then our Heritage Family Award is going to Ted and Melody Lyon of the Lyon Foundation, creators of the Lyon Foundation.
And what else can you tell us about these families that are being honored this year?
Well, the Dunlap family actually moved to Bartlesville in 1937, Ray and Lucille Dunlap. Ray had an opportunity to come to Bartlesville and work in construction with, I believe, his uncle. And so he brought his wife Lucille and their young son at the time, Kenny Dunlap. And so they ended up forming Dunlap Construction Company in 1939, 2 years later. And then in 1945, they had a daughter by the name of Teresa. And in fact, one of the grandsons tells the story about they didn't know she was pregnant. So she went to the doctor and said, there's nothing wrong with this lady. She's just, you know, with child. And so Teresa was a little bit of a surprise. And Lucille was just an outstanding community woman. She passed away in 1975, and she the family tells the story that she had the largest funeral in Bartlesville for somebody that was not a dignitary or famous. Everybody knew her, but she was just a good, solid Christian woman. And I think they had the funeral up at the fairgrounds when she passed away in 1975. Kenny was an outstanding athlete, and he graduated from Call High in 1949, and then he went to Oklahoma A&M and actually played baseball and basketball. He played basketball for Henry Iba. You may have heard of him. But then he transferred to Drury, and that's where he met his future wife, Leva. And Kenny, of course, after college, came back and worked in the family construction business. And they had, Kenny and Leva had three sons, Mike, Tom, and Jim. And all three of them have done very, very well. Tom carried on with the construction business. Mike served a couple stints on the city council, and he's been a Washington County commissioner since 2007. And Jim, the youngest, in fact, Jim told a funny story that it's a good thing that Tom was a boy, otherwise he wouldn't be around. They were wanting to have a daughter. So if Tom had been a daughter, Jim wouldn't have been born. But Jim, all three of them went to school here, graduated high school. And then Jim went on and was elected to the House of Representatives in 1988, served in the House, and then moved over to the Senate. And he married Pam Thompson, and Pam was actually the CEO for a time of the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. So she's a Dunlap by marriage, but she also contributed to the wealth and prosperity of the Bartlesville community. And all of them have children, and so they're one of our families that we're honoring. The Vaclaws actually came here 101 years ago. The very first Vaclaw arrived in Bartlesville in 1920, and it was Joseph Vaclaw, but the spelling of the last name was actually started with a W.
Oh, wow.
But they were Polish immigrants, and in the Polish dialect, it sounded like a V. So they changed the spelling of the name to a V, and there you have Vaclaw. And he worked for the smelters on the west side of town. And his grandson was Mike. He had a son named Mike and then a grandson named Mike Vaclaw, who founded a dental practice here in town. He also went to OU on a football scholarship. Met his wife, her official name is Roberta, but she goes by Robbie. And so Mike was a longtime dentist in this community, active in education, the symphony, you know, anything that needed done, they were there. And they raised not one, not two, but eight children.
Oh, wow.
And all of them, had an impact. I have to get my notes here so I don't leave anybody out. I think I've almost got them all committed by memory and in order. But Ryan Vaclaw is the oldest, and of course he's been a family practitioner for Primary Care Associates for years and years. Stacy is married to a dentistry is steeped in the Vaclaw family. She's married to dentist John Lard. Tyler is next in line. Of course, Tyler works here in town and served several years on the school board. Russell is a judge. Lorne is, he was a New Year's Day baby in 1975, and he works for Murphy Oil. Amy is a dental hygienist. The youngest son, Marson, is a podiatrist. He lives down in the Houston area. And then Katie is the youngest, and she has special needs and lives in Tulsa. But all of them have been active in the community, and I half jokingly say, well, between the Dunlaps and the Vaclaws, we have half the event sold out. So so we don't need to sell that many more tickets. But the committee that we have looked at these two families, and we're just thrilled that we were able to, sadly, Kenny, we actually got Kenny Dunlap on video in, I think it was January of last year, and he ended up passing away, I believe, in March. And then his sister, Therese, who spent over 25 years as a teacher at Central Middle School, she passed away, I believe, last August. So they're not going to be around, but I was glad we were able to get Kenny, who actually played minor league baseball, signed a minor league baseball contract. He's phenomenal. And I think he actually got a bigger signing bonus. He signed with the Yankees.
Wow.
Than Mickey Mantle. He got a bigger signing bonus than Mickey Mantle. So
that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And that's one of the great things, as I mentioned, that as we get in, we find out all these little stories. And actually, whenever Teresa passed away, they were going, the sons, Mike and Jim and Tom, were going through her house and all of her personal effects, and they found some home movies that they had never seen before, including their parents' wedding. And so there are a lot of things that they didn't know. So when we get into researching the family history, a lot of times we uncover things that the family members don't know. So that's been very, very rewarding. And then Ted and Melody Lyon, I mean, what can you say about the Lyon Foundation? Ted spent over 30 years with Phillips. He ended up going and buying another business that he ended up selling, and that's where a lot of the money he made, a lot of his wealth. And then he founded the Lyon Foundation, and you can't swing a dead cat without hitting something that the Lyon Foundation has benefited over the years. And it is still going strong. And John B. Kane of Kane Cattle Company, he's the one that is the chairman of the Lyon Foundation. He does a phenomenal job on video telling about the history of the event, of the foundation. And so that's those are our three families, the two legacy families, and then the one heritage family that we're honoring this year.
And great families, as you've been talking about here on Community Connection, and people that are wanting to attend the event, how can they get on board with that?
Well, the easiest way would be to go onto our website, and which is Bartlesville, C as in community, F as in foundation, .org, and you can click on the events tab, and that'll take you to the legacy event. So it's got all the dates, the times. You can buy tickets online as well. And then if you click on the About tab and go down to News and Events, you can read the history of all of the families that I just mentioned and get into a little bit more detail. And then we also have all of the previous families that I mentioned and the videos. So if you like to watch, you know, historical videos, and they run, oh, I don't know, 7 to 8 minutes, so it's not a long time, but all of the families and all of the videos are very, very well done. But it's like watching the History Channel Bartlesville style.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, bartlesvillecf.org.
And you were mentioning a little bit earlier, too, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were saying that the proceeds go towards your scholarship efforts?
Right. We have a scholarship fund that we that any of the money's left over from this event, and we publicize that every year. That information is also on our website.
Awesome. Is there anything else that people need to know about with the Legacy Hall of Fame Gala that's coming up on May 15th?
I don't think so. I think I've told you everything I know about it.
Right.
But like I said earlier, we are just very, very thankful that we're able to have it in person. We'll probably have, we traditionally have around 250 people at the community center. And so by 3 weeks from now, I think, I just read this morning, I think Oklahoma has the fifth lowest number of new COVID cases. So we're slowly getting back to normal.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
It is. And I was in Iowa, actually, over the weekend, and went to a restaurant that holds about 200 people, and it was packed. We were lucky to get in. So I think things are slowly getting back to normal. As Governor Stitt said, I think we're going to get our summer back.
Yeah, now that'd be
so
good.
This is a good way to kick off the summer. Event planning in Bartlesville, as everybody knows, is a nightmare because there are so many, which is good. I mean, it's good for our community. But in May, it's usually a pretty safe time to have an event.
Yeah. Yeah, just got to work around the graduations.
Got to work around it, yeah. But thankfully, we don't have football, high school football, college football. You get into the fall, and oh my goodness, it's a nightmare. But yeah.
And Bartlesville Community Foundation, where can they find you guys at? You already mentioned the website, but where here in town are you guys located?
Well, we're right next to Outpost Coffee, and that seems to be the one thing. But yeah, we're down there on 4th Street and. But come see us. We've even got an office dog is our official greeter that we have.
So we can talk over coffee.
Yes, that's where half my paycheck goes is to Outpost Coffee.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's
no.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a community connection. We've been speaking with Mike Wilt about the Legacy Hall of Fame Gala and a little bit about Bartlesville Community Foundation. Community Connection this hour was brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Building healthy relationships is often a difficult, lifelong process. But you can find health and hope in just 1 minute. Focus on the family.